All right. Hey, Grant, are you able to hear me okay?
I am. I do. I can't see anybody.
Well, it's mysterious this way. Thank you so much for taking the time to join us. We're now joined by our race winner, Grant Enfinger, driver of the number 98 Champion Curb Records Ford for Thor Sport Racing. Grant, third win of the season and power move and heading into the playoffs. Like, what momentum does that give you?
Gives us a lot of momentum, I feel like. And to be honest with you, we needed it. It's been a rough last month and a half or 2 months or so. We really have struggled with speed, probably with the exception of Michigan. We've just been a little off on speed. We haven't been terrible, but we've dug ourselves a hole in that first stage, whether it be just handling or whatnot. And we'll get the truck better, but then we've buried ourselves into a bad track position. And we just haven't had a truck good enough to overcome it. But tonight we kind of went with some stuff that's a little bit different. To be honest with you, like myself and Jeff Hensley, we love the short tracks, but we've struggled on them a little bit. We haven't been able to really contend for wins at a short track. So, it felt nice to be able to have some speed tonight, not only for the momentum it gives us for the playoffs, but also to kind of check a box. I feel like we maybe found a feel that I'm looking forward to short track.
Awesome. Well, thank you. And we're going to take some questions here for the media. Let's kick things off here with Bob Pockrass. Go ahead, Bob.
Yeah, Grant, is this more important because it gives you momentum in the playoffs, or because maybe something from here translates to Phoenix?
I think equal. If we'd had a normal season to this point, I'd tell you the what we learned here for Phoenix would be more important. But like I said, it's been a little bit of a struggle. We've been beating our heads against the wall a little bit here lately, just trying to find speed. So felt great to not only we found speed, but to have Thor Sport Racing 1-2-3 was also awesome. But yeah, same tires that we run on in Phoenix. Loads are going to be similar, but the track, the track grip is going to be significantly off from what Phoenix is. But there are definitely some similarities. So I definitely know that we learned some stuff that will help us there. Now we just got to get there.
And the contact with Rhodes, was that just an unfortunate incident, or did you feel like he'd give you a little more room?
I mean, it's racing. At the end of the day, Duke and Ryan DeThorson, they let us race, man. They are incredible owners, and they won a Thor Sport race in F-150 in Victory Lane. That's really the only driver's orders we have. So I mean, I probably squeezed him a little bit. He slid up into us. I thought it was going to ruin our day at the time. Hensley called me to pit road, and I'm like, man, what if we take tires now? We're done. But then I didn't realize he was just going to pull the fender out. So great call by him. The caution happened when we needed it to. We talked a lot, about whether we put tires on or that. I wanted him to go with his gut, but I also told him, man, I said, now that we've lost all the track position, let's do what they don't. So that's the route we went. The race kind of had a green flag feel to it. I thought it was awesome racing all night, but there just wasn't a lot of wrecks. People were having to manage their tires. So it got, it wasn't a lot of wrecks. So that was good for us. It played out exactly how it needed to in the end. I was able to kind of use a lap car to move Kraft up the track a little bit. And we were able to stick the nose under there and make that move work. It'd been tough to pass them otherwise, but I definitely feel like we're a little bit better able to run them down from a ways back.
Thank you.
Thank
All
you,
right,
Bob.
and we'll take our next question from Davey Siegel. Go ahead, Davey.
Hey, Grant, you mentioned Thor Sport's 1-2-3 finish. That's actually the first time that it's ever been done in the history of the Truck Series. How significant do you think that is to this organization?
I think, man, Duke and Ryan DeThorson, they've done so much in this sport. There's only a couple of things they or maybe one thing they haven't accomplished to this point. And man, we got three opportunities. With myself and Ben and Kraft to get them owners championship. So that's first and foremost what they deserve. They put so much into this series. Hopefully us on this 98 team can deliver for them. But man, to do something they hadn't done before is pretty cool because man, they've been so good for so long. I'm blessed to be a part of this organization for going on 4 years now. So definitely an honor.
And when you had to pit under green and you wound up losing a lap, was your mindset changed at that point, thinking that a win might not be in the cards, or when was the turning point? I guess maybe when you got the free pass that you figured that you may have a shot.
Yeah, I mean, I didn't key the mic, but I was melting down inside. You know, I just couldn't believe it. You know, I was still going to leave here happy. You know, even if we had finished last, if that tire all the way cut down, we backed it in the fence, I was still going to leave here smiling. But I knew that that we had an opportunity for a win. Honestly, we had an opportunity to win both stages tonight too. I feel like maybe, you know, I should have gone to the top a little earlier in that first stage, and Chris told me to, just didn't get up there in time. And that second stage, kind of the same deal that having the craft in there at the end, just trying to roll to a lapper on the outside and roll maybe a little early. And Ben just got there, the lap car gave him room to get in there. And same thing, you know, that cost us that stage, but that really kind of let me, you know, win the race there at the end. So thankful for all that. But yeah, I definitely thought we let it get away from us.
All right. Well, do we have any final questions here for Grant before we let him go? If you do, please raise your hand. Give it one quick second. All right, Grant. Well, it looks like that's all we've got for you. So thank you so much for taking the time to join us. Congratulations on the finish, and we'll see you at Bristol for the start of the playoffs.
Thank you.
Thank you. All right, and to the media, we'll be joined here shortly by our race-winning crew chief, Jeff Hensley. So just hang tight, and we will get started when he arrives.